my name is Randy, and I will be your host for this episode of Infotainment. I will be your round mound of podcast sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. I would like to welcome each and every one of you to this episode of Infotainment from around the globe. And just to let you know, if you appreciate this program and would like to make a donation to it, you can do so at randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal. So what is up first on the agenda for this episode? Let's talk about male underwear. Now, I've usually been a Hanes guy wearing the boxer briefs. Yes, I wear the hybrid over jockeys and and boxers, the hybrid brand. I just bought some recently, and usually the elastic does not last very long. But these Fruit of the Loom seem to have a stronger elastic in them, hopefully lasting longer than like 3 weeks. Now they've come out with all sorts of improvements. Oh, you got the penthouse for your nutsack. For me, the boys need a house, but I don't know if they need a New York City penthouse.
Ooh.
The only problem I'm seeing with these Fruit of the Loom boxer brief hybrids is that they tend to roll up on me. It's like rolling up a carpet. Kind of weird. Talking about that got me to thinking about this topic. It's from Cosmo Magazine. 10 guys reveal the sexiest thing a woman has ever said to them. And the first guy talks about the sexiest thing a woman has ever said to him. It was
denied.
No, actually. Spoiler alert, he totally notices and loves your sex voice. Dirty talk is hard. Do you describe what's happening? Moan in a sexy voice. Sometimes in the moment, it feels awkward. But these 10 guys share their favorite things a woman has ever whispered in their ear.
Ooh.
It might make for some good inspiration for the next time you're in bed and a loss for words. One thing that sticks out in this man's mind is the woman said, "I want to hear you orgasm." I've had women sexually whisper that they wanted me to orgasm before, and honestly, when I first heard it, I was initially taken aback. But I think it was a combination of the idea she wanted me to do that so hard. I was making noises with the idea that it was something she was obviously and personally very hot into, and it was hot. That's why it stuck with me. That's from Luke, who was 28. Some of these seem kind of plain Jane to me, but she told me she wanted to lick her juices off me. This was a few years ago, but I still think about it sometimes. When I'm doing the five-knuckle shuffle and need to wrap things up, and that's from Vince, 27. Another man says, "For me, the best thing I've ever heard was something like, 'I can't take another inch of you.'"
Ooh.
She said with a gasp, "I'm not a big guy, but I'm not a small guy either." And that was something I hadn't heard before. It felt really good. That was from Mark, who was 28. I'm generally very reserved, but not in bed. I think I'm like a male version of the whole horny, repressed librarian stereotype. And I'm very polite and courteous. And so is this girl I was hooking up with. But the first time we did the deed, she looked me in the eyes and just said, "Use me." That was like, wow. I'm at 28. This person loves the dirty talk. I used to date this woman who would basically tell me sexy stories about things she wanted to do with me and other women. Threesome. Hook it up, dude. Not things she'd really want to do. Aw. But they were like erotic fiction. She was really good at that. It was an insane turn on. That's from Dave, who's 27. It really doesn't matter what it is. I just like that sex voice girls use. Michael, 29. For me, it isn't one particular thing, but just when they say, "I need something." The idea that this isn't just something they want, but they need me right now. I love that. Charles, 26. Next one is, this guy says she told him to do her harder. I know that probably isn't the most shocking or unique thing. No, it isn't, really isn't to say, but it's all I need. That's from James, who's 29. Early on in my dating life, I was with this older girl who used to wrap her legs around me.
Ooh.
And she'd tell me to fill her up. What is she, a car at the local Quick Trip gas station? When she was about the orgasm, I loved that. That's from Jake, 28. And this person, I'm not one for real dirty talk. All right, let me backtrack. Obviously, I'm fine with it. It's hot, but my fiance and I sometimes, she'll look at me when things are slowing down and we're just kind of relaxing a bit before the main event, and she tells me she loves me. It feels really good in the moment. Craig, 30. Some of these, it's like, But hey, if it does it for you, that's great. You know how one minute you can be looking at the internet, say it's 6 p.m. at night, and the next minute you look at the clock, it's like 11 o'clock at night. highly addicting. But I use Microsoft Edge browser sometimes, and it always gives me in my news feed the most hard-hitting, crucial news of the day right at the top. For example, today I find out that Britney Spears shows off her casual side in this trending top, khaki shorts and strappy sandals. I never would have guessed Britney had a casual side. Khaki shorts, pair of leggings would do me better, but the most hard-hitting news. Anything nowadays to not say the COVID word. Also on the other side, we have Lindsey Vonn. Wasn't she with Tiger Woods for a while? She is a stylish tourist in a crop top, ripped skinny jeans, and off-white kicks. I don't know if I could live another day without knowing these things about people. I know the other day, too, The top one was about Kate Beckinsale showing off her stronger than usual legs. I must admit, she is on my Instagram. She's always wearing clothes, but she has found more ways to take pictures with her legs spread. sometimes with her cat right in the middle, and then she writes the most ludicrous post. Well, not ludicrous, but most bizarre posts. Oh, me and my cat, we're dreaming that we're skydiving over Minnesota or some shit like that. I'm going, yeah, Kate, we know you, that area has a vagina. It's like that old line I think Johnny Carson used with somebody who, some Hollywood A-lister back in the day, who brought her cat along, and she said, would you like to pet my pussy? And he goes, sure, if you get the damn cat off your lap. But what other hard-hitting things? We have Owen Wilson still hasn't met his daughter. Well, get out there and meet your daughter. You know, there's only so much time we have in this life. And, oh, I scroll down a little further. And, yeah, another one that I couldn't go a day without knowing, that Chelsea Handler on falling in love with Joe Coy. And she has hope for every person in this life to find love. And, you know, the more people that this stuff comes and bites them in the ass a few years down the road when they break up. Remember Tom Cruise? How much he loved Katie Holmes when he started jumping like a maniac on Oprah Winfrey's studio couch? look how that ended up. Yeah, it's when they find love in their later years, they probably going for the beta guy who's, they are tired of the short or longer term relationships and the midnight booty calls. Then they're willing to settle down with the guy who's going to be dependable and got your back all the time, because she's known him for a long time. I used to watch them on the E channel. What was it called? Chelsea Lately, I guess, at the time. And I think at that time she was stoinking 50 Cent. Let's see, what other hard-hitting stuff do we have here? Let's see, Chumlee from Pawn Stars, he lost 160 pounds. Well, good for him. I mean, I've watched that show. Good show. Ooh, Paris Hilton takes Sin City in a corset dress and glittering heels for her bachelorette weekend. Oh, should I click on that for you folks and find out the real skinny? Oh, yeah, and they were talking about Tom Cruise's different-looking face. And I did notice he, in that picture, he was sort of resembling Norm MacDonald. May you rest in peace, Norm. Great comedian. A long battle with the C word. Ooh. Here's a blonde Kendall Jenner posing in a leather corset bodysuit and fishnets for Halloween. There's another hard-hitting news story. You know, when I did that story about these 10 guys and what sexy talk really turned them on, that a woman has done for them. Now for your guys, now what you need to say to your woman to turn her on, to get her interested in even having sex with you that tonight or whatever. Just tell her, oh, honey, I'll do the dishes tonight. I'll take the trash out tonight. I'll do some vacuuming. When I did the story on Chelsea Handler, it reminded me of a YouTube thing I was watching. Some of these men's channels about what a guy wants in a woman. And it's really not that difficult. We would like a woman who is attractive and not a pain in the ass to be with. It's not that difficult. And they say that most men do not care that you have a great job and all this going for you, because usually the man has no access to that. It's the man that's the provider and stuff like that. And now there are women in their 30s, childless or with children in tow, and a high male body count, because they were good looking back then. And they're wondering, where are all the A-list guys? they're off dating. I don't know about that, but they're in a sexual relationship with somebody much younger than you. and then probably leaving them after a while, because they know they can get somebody around the corner, you know, when they find somebody else. And it's not a good thing for guys to be on these dating sites either, like Tinder, because women have the pick of the litter, because there are so many thirsty beta males that'll swipe right on anything, and there are stats to prove that. Women have like so many more likes than guys do, and they whittle through that, and they at the end of it, they've had like 5 dates, and they've had casual sex with whomever, and probably even not even guys from the dating site, but 20 guys. And a lot of men do not like women who have a really high body count. You know, if you ask a woman how many people she's slept with, any number she gives you, multiply that times 3. And any number a guy gives you, the woman can divide it by 3. That's the rule. What the host, Joker, on the Better Bachelor channel, well, he's kind of moved off YouTube onto his own thing to make more money. But he was reading off a list of women's profiles from Tinder and all that. And they just have a laundry list of requirements for guys. Must be 6 foot in shape. Make over 6 figures. Blah, blah, blah. All the way down the line. Must like dogs. No non-smokers. And it's just unbelievable. But then he went to a profile that got a woman's attention, and she wrote an article about it, that she was upset when this guy came with a laundry list for the woman he wants to date. And he was very specific. He wanted a woman to be this size and have this cup size for breasts, and a whole laundry list of requirements. But what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But they don't like that when guys have lists for what a woman should have when they date. So it's just a mess out there. That's why there are so many men that are just going their own way. It's like, what is the advantage for a man to get married anymore? The sex, well, they say that That usually dies down after 6 months to a year anyway into marriage. And if you have kids, that's a bit bigger problem if things go south and you get divorced. And just not a good situation for the guy. But I should go back on Tinder and write a real specific profile saying I want this, that. You must be a Christian. You must have this hair color. You must have this bra size. Blah, 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 blah. But there are no more June Cleavers out there. You know, it's not hard to figure a guy out. They'd like someone who's attractive and easy to get along with, maybe knows how to cook. And that's the deal. And they say, well, since the guy doesn't have real access to the woman's money, if she's got a great job or whatever, what else do you have to offer the man besides, you know, the bedroom fun? Yeah, that's a thing for guys too. We like the bedroom fun. So just something to think about, ladies, when you get up there in your 20s and wondering why you're not attracting, or your 30s and why you're not attracting the same caliber of guy that you were when you had better looks, and now you're maybe hitting baby fever time or want somebody stable and less of the booty calls and broken relationships you've had in the past. What the moral of the story is, guys, get off those dating sites, and you're better off meeting somebody in person, doing what you like doing, going to the library, meeting somebody at a coffee shop. But on the dating profiles, the women can just go off and make a list of 100 things they require, and they'll have thousands of thirsty beta males applying for that position. And probably not wanting it after they get it anyway, even if they do. But I think it's time to pop and drop this episode. And if you appreciate this program, you can make a donation to randyms12@gmail.com via PayPal. Now I think it is time to warp drive this podcast to the interwebs. You can check out my Facebook page. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can email me a comment at randyms12@gmail.com. Question or concern about this show? Tell me you like it, dislike it, hate it. Whatever. But if it is good, and say an under 10-minute read, I might read it over the air. But as always, have a pleasant day today and a happy ending tonight.